This is the brief on 9mm handgun ammo and stopping power. You know, picking defensive ammo isn't about flashy marketing. It's actually a critical physics problem. Stopping a threat without endangering innocent bystanders. Think of it like a car's braking system. You need it to stop efficiently, without skidding dangerously into an intersection. First, let's break down the mechanics of stopping power. This comes down to shot placement, reliable expansion, and adequate penetration. We're mainly comparing two rounds here. You've got FMJ, or full metal jacket, which retains its solid shape to drill a straight, narrow tunnel. But then there's JHP, the jacketed hollow point, which actually expands on impact. Picture a parachute opening up, it widens to dump all its energy right inside the target rather than just passing straight through. Second, because those FMJ rounds don't expand, they create a massive real-world danger, and that's over-penetration. In dense urban areas, like the South African homes and suburbs highlighted in our sources, a bullet passing straight through a target literally turns the wall behind the threat into collateral damage. Finally, let's talk practical strategy. Use cheaper, simpler FMJ rounds for volume practice, but definitely carry premium JHP loads like Federal HST or Hornady Critical Defense for self-defense. But wait, if they're built completely differently, won't your gun handle differently when it really matters? Absolutely. You absolutely must validate your carry ammo to ensure reliability and know exactly how it recoils in your specific handgun. Effective self-defense really isn't about the hype. It's about finding that rational balance of controlled expansion and adequate depth. So choose your rounds carefully, because whatever is behind your target is just as important as what's in front of it.